Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Garth Brooks plays his first of five concerts in Croke Park on Friday, probably the most anticipated series of shows ever held in Dublin. After the debacle of the cancelled concerts in 2014, all involved in the event are keen that it all goes off without a hitch. Already, the Sage and Croker is nearing completion, and today the organisers shared some of the planning for the five concerts. Fergal Keane must have friends in high places. You were there in Croke Park today.
Yes, I was, yeah. And they're the promoters. The stadium and the Gardaí set out all of their preparations for the next week or so. Everything is in train. The stage is nearing completion. The bars are being stocked. There's a traffic plan in place. And it is, we are told, the last stadium performance by Garth Brooks. So a TV documentary is going to be made about this. It's going to be shown all over the world. It's a once-off stage built to allow him to get very close to the crowd. And there will be 80,000 people there each night. That's 400,000 people in total. We're told, you know, almost 1 in 10 of everybody in the country has a ticket.
It's incredible the amount of people that will be there, all right. And the GAA and the stadium, really central to all of this.
And they are also really happy with the way things have gone so far, with the cooperation of the City Council and local residents. Peace has definitely broken out in recent years since what happened in 2014. And the timing this year, remember, it's only possible because the All-Ireland Finals were held much earlier than traditionally held. That was done to facilitate the club game. Now, Peter McKenna is the Croke Park Stadium Director. He says that the sense of anticipation in the stadium, in the GAA and in the wider area is well underway.
It's fantastic. Now, it started last week, Virgil, so it's huge. This is a superstar coming and it's going to be a spectacular event. 400,000 people coming to Croke Park. I mean, it's maybe 8 years in the cooking, but it's good now that it's going to finally happen. And there's a lot of people to thank for that. I mean, huge support from Dublin City Council, huge support from the local community, and I think personally I'm just delighted that we can host it here, and it's going to be, you know, probably the real peak of what's going to happen this year.
I'll ask you the GAA question. How are you going to protect the pitch from all those people?
We're not, actually. So we're replacing the pitch straight afterwards. So our pitch is growing as we speak in the Knoll in Balbriggan, and that will be harvested about 10 days after the concert goes, and it'll be put down again. So we have a new surface, if you like, post Garth Brooks.
Was it not feasible to keep it?
No, there's too much weight on the pitch. So the first half of the pitch is covered in tank track. So if you had a look today, you see there's four or five 40-foot trailers that are, you know, driving around, dropping off all of the gear, because this is one of the biggest stages we've ever had here in Croke Park. So no, it wasn't possible to keep it, and it's covered then for 2 weeks. You know, this week, next week, in between the two concerts, and then the following week we lift the stuff up.
How would you characterise your relationship now with local people and the City Council?
The City Council is very positive. With local people, I think it's something we've got to continue to work on. You know, this is a disruptive event. It does cause issues with local people, and we're working very, very hard to make sure we mitigate those and just make it as inobtrusive as possible.
And that's Peter McKenna of the GAA. So the pitch will have to be replaced after the concerts, Virgil.
Yeah, that came as a surprise to me. But when you hear him explaining it there, it's going to be undercover for practically 3 weeks. And it just won't survive the traffic. So the replacement is being grown at the moment in North County Dublin, and it will then be transferred into the stadium afterwards. But the promoters, I was speaking to them as well, to Aiken Promotions, they have been looking at ticket sales. And they say that 5% of the 400,000 people attending will be coming from abroad, and that only 15% of people there will actually come from Dublin. So people are coming from all over the country, all over Europe and all over the world. And Jim Clark is event coordinator with Aiken Promotions. He told me where people were coming from for these concerts.
Yeah, normally at an event here, we would expect 40 to 50% of people to come from the greater Dublin area. On this occasion, it is variously between 15 and 18%, so roughly 15%. Over a third, 32%, are coming from the province of Ulster. And for them, it's obviously a big, long journey. So you can just imagine how committed they are to Garth Brooks. Overseas, over 30 countries. And when we look at all the figures, over 5% of people coming here are going to come from outside Ireland. And that's not just a boost for Garth Brooks and Dublin. It's for the country as a whole, because many of those people will holiday here. There was something that had to be done in the psyche of the city, as well as with Garth and with Aiken Promotions and with Croke Park. So we're putting that right now, and this is what people will remember. It'll not be 2014, it'll be 2022.
You said that this is going to be a unique cultural event. The stage alone shows that.
Yes, the stage will be unique for this event. The unique cultural element of this is that I don't think ever before we've had so many people from the country as a whole. I mean, this is a celebration right across Ireland. It's not just one part of Ireland. It's not just Dublin. It's not just Leinster. It's the whole of Ireland. And in terms of percentages, Connacht is 11%. Munster is 15%, I think. Leinster about... Ulster is 32%. Leinster's 24%. And, you know, that covers the whole country. Yeah. And, I mean, we have figures for each county each day. And then the people coming from abroad are from all over the place, from Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam, Singapore, Canada. You know, places you wouldn't expect visitors from Ireland, African countries, Middle East countries. Mm. I mean, this is a world celebration of Garth Brooks' music.
They're from near and far. That's Jim Clark from Aiken Promotions. The Gardaí also gave details, Fergal, of their operation.
They have quite a big operation there, and they'll be closing down the area all around Croke Park on each of the days. And they want to minimise disruption to local people there. So they said there is a 2022 residence pass available, and if you live in the control area and you don't have one, you need to go and get one if you want to drive in through the Gardaí barriers that are going to be there for all of these events. Now, they mentioned things like you have your tickets on your phone if possible, keep your phone charged, bags will be searched on the way in, so keep them small. And Superintendent Martin Mooney is in charge of the Garda operation. I spoke to him today. Superintendent Martin Mooney, tell me about the traffic restrictions that are going to be in place for the concerts.
From 10:30 a.m. in the morning, there will be a soft cordon go in. And that will facilitate residents, and will facilitate people who have a legitimate business from being inside the area, and for the business as well too. From 3 p.m. onwards, we go into full hard lockdown. And that means that nobody will be allowed inside the cordon unless residents with their 2022 residence passes, or business with their passes, or hotel guests, or anybody, say, emergency and so forth.
Parking. It's going to be a huge issue because there are car parks within walking distance, but not immediately here.
Yeah, illegal parking won't be tolerated.
You'll be told.
Clampers will be in operation, as we can see here over the last few months there. There's only one car park which is in the environs of Croke Park Stadium, and that is at O'Connell School, and there's 400 spaces there. After that, then, the nearest car parks will be, say, O'Connell Street, Marlborough Street, so they're in 5 to 10 minute walking distance.
Coach parking?
Coach parking. I can tell you there is no drop and go in and around the stadium. There's no coach parking around Mountjoy Square. Facilities have been provided up there at a space in Whitehall, which is directly opposite the church and next door to Whitehall GAA Club. There's parking there for 130 coaches, and there's tea facilities, toilets have been provided as well too. And that is only it's only a 2.8 kilometre walk to the stadium.
You said there will be zero tolerance for certain things.
Yes, as I say, zero tolerance for drinking, on-street drinking, when inside the cordon. Total zero tolerance for urinating, as you can appreciate yourself. And illegal parking, that'll be dealt with by FCPN or clamping. And antisocial behaviour won't be tolerated either.
And that is Superintendent Martin Mooney. And let's hope the concert lives up to all the planning. That was Fergal Keane reporting.